好哩好哩，奇怪兄弟 ，Hello Tiny，Welcome everybody，let me say hello to everyone，I am a little bit sick again，so if I have to mute myself so I can cough，I do apologize for that. My throat's been giving out。All day. But let me say hello to everybody. Hello, Dumbo. Hello, Neat. Hello, Malachi. Hello, Omega. Hello, you soggy. Hello, Chi. Hello. Okay, everybody. Yeah, I am a little bit sick. I'm a little bit sick, but it's okay. Oh, I have a soundboard. Hold on. Yep. Please. Wait, what else do I have? Ah, the phone is ringing. Hello. Bomb. Bomb. Okay, so today, sorry, we're gonna be answering some. I'm really excited to do so. Welcome Thank you so much, Mittens. I hope you have fun. Enjoy your time. Enjoy. All right, so today we're gonna be answering some marshmallows. It's okay if you forget to mellow. You guys can always ask questions in chat or say something in chat. I'm excited. All right, let me refresh this page. Okay, anyways. Sorry. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I don't mean to blow up the place. I don't mean to. I'm sorry. Okay, one more for good luck. Okay. Anyways, so our first, let's see, question. Some good questions. Start off with this one. It's not really a question, but it's more of a statement. All right. H-h-him. Let's start off by making our barbecue sauce to match the. Hold on, wait, what? Is this the only one? Oh no, I have to start with this one. We will get to making our batter by placing 1 cup of water, 1 egg, 1/3-4 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/4 cup of cornstarch, 1 teaspoon of ground white pepper, and 1 teaspoon of onion powder into a bowl. All together, then set them aside. Because we are going to prepare our kitchen for some deep frying action. Let your oil heat to 350, then bring your chicken mixture from earlier out. Measuring to around 1 tablespoon, scoop these up and mold into the shape of a nugget. If you like a flatter top to your chicken nuggets, you can try covering this with parchment paper. Afterwards, them up into individual pieces with shapes of your preference. Dinosaur shape. Chicken together with the batter? That doesn't make any sense. Chicken together with the batter, then dredge these in 3/4 cup of cornstarch and proceed to dip them in your batter. Make sure to let the excess liquid drip. Then deep fry your nuggets until they become a beautiful golden brown. Then put them on your plate that's lined with paper towels to take some of the excess oil out, and then we can put everything together by pouring our barbecue sauce into the container of choice and serve it beside your crunchy, juicy chicken nuggets. And then we have to make the barbecue sauce. Alright, to make the barbecue sauce to match the crispy golden nuggets for the sauce, we'll be needing 1/2 cup of tomato ketchup, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of How do I say this word? It's spelled WORCESTERSHIRE. Worcestershire sauce. 1 tablespoon of white garlic powder and 1/2 tablespoon of salt, not teaspoon. Put these all together in a saucepan. And then heat it, letting it simmer for 2 minutes. Stir them together, then turn off your heat. I think there are supposed to be more words here. I feel like marshmallow. Just Worcestershire sauce. How the fuck? Grab 1 pound of boneless chicken breasts, and then cut these up into cubes so they can easily be broken down in our food processor. A piece of chicken cube, 1 teaspoon of granulated white sugar, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Place your chicken inside of a food processor. Process all of your ingredients until a paste-like texture is formed. That's what it says. Also, I just want to say whoever... This wasn't even a 1,000-character limit. This was in 3 separate things. I need water after that. That hurt my brain. Whoever sent this needs a Medal of Honor. Thank you. Now I know how to cook myself. That's so funny. I want to put this on Twitter so you guys can see it. Alright, very good question statement. I like it. It was good. Alright, so I think we're gonna start with... Does Mimi have a tail? No, but I'd like to have a tail. I think if I had to have a tail, it would be... I think it would be like a fluffy puppy tail. I would like a fluffy puppy tail in my next life. I'd just be, I'd be waiting all day for you guys to come home and be like, "Oh, I'm a little puppy, hello." I don't know. I feel like I feel like I'd be a pretty cool dog. Woof, woof. I can do that. Furry confirm, write it down. Furry confirm. I don't know if I could ever be a furry. Have you guys seen? Oh no, there's a bug in my water. No. Oh, he's so dead. Ew. Ew. I'm saving him. Get out. Get out of my straw. I got that dog in me. No, I'm not gonna eat it. What kind of dog would I be? Pomeranian? I think I'd be a Pomeranian or maybe a Shiba. Because Shibas are dramatic. And he can't get out of my straw. Okay, he's out. I saved him. The world is fine. But I think I'd be a Pomeranian or a Shiba. I like dramatic dogs. No, I don't want to eat the fruit fly. It's like a fruit fly. That's awful. Why would I want to eat him? That's not very nice.
I will never eat him.
But yeah, I think I would have a dog tail. So let me just confirm these, because we already answered these. What else do we have? Dun 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 dun. And don't forget, guys. You can always ask questions here. Huskies can be pretty dramatic too. I know Sugar has a husky, and her puppy is very dramatic. Very big too. I heard that her puppy is very big. Very big, very fluffy, very energetic. I like that. I feel like it'd be a good blanket. Sounds like I live in a jungle. Well, it's probably just because of my headphones that I'm using. I'm using very cheap headphones at the moment. And I also have a fan on because it's hot. Well, kind of. It's just nice to have the background noise. It's kind of cool today. It's kind of cool. It's a little windy, but it's good. You have a husky. His name is Snowy. Give him a big kiss. Give him a kiss. Also, welcome in. Tiny, everybody. Howdy, howdy. Nice to see you. Sorry if I sounded a little bit sick. I apologize. We also have, is the Mimi feeling better? I feel like today and yesterday, I have just continued to feel kind of worse. It's not, it was not timed perfectly. Thank you for asking, Mystery Marshmallow Person. That was very sweet. He said a marshmallow. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I've been watching my health. It's okay at the moment. You have another black and white husky with two different eyes that are different. Oh, named Rachel. Rachel. It's like naming your dog Steve. I like that name. That's a cute name, Rachel. Rachel. Hold on, guys. Like I said before, if you guys hear me myself, I do apologize, as I don't want to cough into my mic. So, flower pot. I must read out your marshmallow. I can't believe this. I can't believe what I'm reading. Mimi pronounced heterochromia? 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 Is that how I say it? I get very embarrassed because I don't pronounce a lot of words right. It's okay though. I'm not embarrassed, but I am. Sorry. Almost. Thank you. Heterochromia. That's what I said, right? Heterochromia. How to say it. Hold on. I could have it said in British pronunciation or English American. Here, let me turn this bad boy up. Say it. Say it.
Heterochromia.
Heterochromia. Chrome. Chromia. How do you say it in British?
Heterochromia.
Heterochromia. Now I'm gonna remember it. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Sorry. Alright, as I was saying, let's read Flower Pots. Hi, Mimi. Flower Pot here. I have a confession to make. A very unsilly confession. Very unsilly? What do you mean? Heterochromia. I sound like Zelda. Link. Yes. Alright. I can't believe this. Very unsilly confession. This night, this very own stream, we have a cheater among us. I won't say the name of this betrayer, Mimi, that literally said, I'm cheating on Mimi. Among us. Time it happened, but I think you might have to know it. I won't betray you. I'll always be a memer. Flower pot, you don't understand. Who is the imposter among us? Who is it? Who is it? I'm scared. I can't believe this. I can't believe someone's cheating on me. I do want to know. I'll give you a high five if you tell me. And then that imposter. I'm imposter. How's it gonna be? It's an effect of Bieber. Oh my gosh. I'm covering my face if you guys can't tell. I can't believe this. It's... Oh my gosh. Meat. Meat. No. This can't be. This can't be. A stab. I've been stabbed. Blah. I'm dying.
Blood.
I just blew up.
Why?
Where's the crying sound? Where's the crying sound? Wait, no, that's not crying sound. No, that's not crying sound. Stop. How do I get a crying sound? Well, there's a thing where it shows low stocks. There's no sad. Oh, there's a... What is this? I can change how I sound. Hold on. Do I sound funny? What is this? Is this echo? This is a sample of the voice transformer. What is this? I'm confused. I'm going back. Where did that thing go? Do I sound normal again? I hope so. I don't want to be too loud. Sounds like Mimi in the basement. Mimi in the ground because someone's cheating. I'm dead. I'm never coming back. It's over. Flower fall, I can't believe this. Also, let's read this one. Mimi in a what? Mimi in a what? What are you going to say? I want to know. Please tell me. I want to be included in the joke. Okay, while we wait for an answer, I'm going to read this one. Hello there, meme. I just wanted to tell you that you're doing a great job and watching your streams help sprinkle my moods and make me happy. By the way, what are your thoughts on fighting games? From DTT. Mimi in rhymes with a car. Mimi in... Mimi in... What rhymes with car? Mimi in a jar. I can't believe it. But anyways, DTT, to answer your question. I love fighting games. They are my favorite. The new Street Fighter comes out. When is it? When does the new Street Fighter come out? Street Fighter 6. When does it come out? It comes out June 2nd. I was planning to play that. But obviously due to moving, I can't do it at the moment. I just squeaked in second. I'm very excited. I love fighting games. The arcade that I used to go to and the one that I just went to, which we can talk about that, has a lot of the old Street Fighter cabinets. So, I really love old school fighting games. I really love, am I good at Command and Play? I really like Command and Play. But I'm very excited to play, new fighting games that are coming out. Because I don't know if you guys know this. I think I brought it up a couple of times. I have the Tekken G Fuel at my house. Where I need to go get my stuff still. And I love Tekken. I love Street Fighter. I love Dead or Alive. What else do I like? I think I'm missing one. Have you ever played Blaze Blue? Yeah! Guilty Gear is good. Also, Skullgirls is fun. It's very good. So I love fighting games. That's something I really want to experience on this channel with you guys. It's really fun. I've actually been in a Street Fighter competition. That was very fun. For Street Fighter, I normally play Zangief. And, what's his name? I think it's... Hold on. I really like playing as Zangief and 12. I like 12. I know. I mean, if you guys looked at me, you'd probably be like, yeah, she plays as someone very cute. No, I play as Zangief and Eggman. But I have a lot of fun. I really do. But, I mean, I wish I could do more Street Fighter, tournaments. I would love to do one very soon. Maybe I will. I'll look into it. But obviously moving is on the table more than anything. So thank you so much for the question. And thank you, DTT. I'm really glad that you enjoy my streams. I enjoy... streaming. I miss streaming. I know Twitter Spaces can only go so far. but I'm still having a lot of fun. I truly am. Hold on, guys. Who did I play in? Ow. Who did I play in Blaze Blue? Who did I play? I just remembered who was that. Arakune! I used to play as Arakune! And also, who else did I play? It was Rachel. They were my favorites. Thank you so much, Matt, for hanging out. Bye bye. I'm sorry. And Taser, I don't think I played as him. He kind of scared me. Kind of freaky. So I really like Blaze Blue. Maybe we'll play that when I get back. And play all the fighting games. So, let's move on to the next question. Did I see the new Amnesia game? I did not. What is that part of... that announced? The bunker. Ooh. Is it called the bunker? Yes. And they have 10 minutes of gameplay. Is on sale for $5? Damn it. I have to rebuy it. Oh, the bunker. Oh, that looks so cool. I already don't like the character, the scary guy. He's so scary. Oh, I want to play that. Oh, and I know I missed Outlast. I missed, what else did I miss? I think I just missed Outlast. And I hope I won't miss this. I don't know when this comes out. Do they have... Oh, announcement trailer. Let me watch it. This is made by the same company. The graphics are very different. Sorry. Play. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That looks so cool. I hate claustrophobic games, so that really works out. I really want to play that. Oh, thank you so much for telling me about that. Thank you. Alright, to answer your question, can you teach me how to make inputs for fighting games? I used to write down all of the inputs on a piece of paper so I could memorize them. I don't have them memorized anymore. I'll have to do another piece of paper. That's how I used to do combos and stuff like that. I found out your claustrophobic earlier wasn't great. I found out I was claustrophobic when I accidentally got stuck in the cabinet. And there was a tiny cabinet explosion. Alright, to answer your question, Yusagi, I don't have any dolls. I don't. I like the ball jointed dolls. They're very cute. I wanna get one day. But I have a lot of stuffed animals. Yeah, cabinet. Steep members, I'm stuck. I said steep. Steep members, I'm stuck. I'm stuck, guys. Please help me. As of a comment, some alt account. Baby meme, real. I'm real. Hello, James! yeah, I got stuck in a fighting game cabinet. That's where it all started. That's what got me into Street Fighter. Alright, so continue on with that question. What is my favorite plushie slash figure that I own? Oh, that's a really good question. Alright, my favorite plushie right now is obviously my Link plushie because he's on the adventure with me. But he's my favorite. He's actually on this little desk right now next to me. But he's been on adventure mode with me. And it's been very nice to have him during this move. So he's been my buddy. I'm very happy. I'm very thankful that I have him as well. he's very nice to cuddle at night, especially. But the one plushie that I have at home that is my favorite is probably... I have so many. I said I was gonna count them for you. I'll probably count them when I'm packing them up. But my favorite one that I have, that I sleep with a lot, and just have him around me, is probably... This is a tough one. This is very tough. I have a cat plushie. Her name is actually Maro-chan. She's so cute. She's very squishy. So she's my favorite to have. She's very big. She's very big, and she's very good size for a hug. Welcome in, howdy, howdy. Nice to see you. Welcome in. But, Mara-chan is probably my favorite plushie at the moment that I have at home. But Link holds a special place in my heart. Very, very happy that I have him. And also Shadow. He's on the floor, but we don't talk about that. But it's nice to have stuffed animals. It really is. And also, my favorite figure... This is tough. I really wanted to say, oh, Lily, I had a tiger figure. Do you like Sonic? Yes. I was supposed to get a tiger figure, but it was like $300, but it's actually $100 on Throne, which is crazy. So I did just buy it for myself. But my favorite figure that I have right now is probably... I have two. Hold on. I need to look up the specific name. I have so many. I have... Bye. Hold on, guys. I'm trying to remember what it's called. It's like... Sorry, this is probably very annoying. Just hearing me scroll. Oh my gosh, what was the last time I played Blaze Blue? I really don't remember the last time I played Blaze Blue. It's been a while since I played Blaze. I never knew if it was called Blaze or Blaz. that was so cute! They have a Hatsune Miku Heart Hunter. She's very adorable. I want to get her. Anyways, I have to find what I'm looking for. I forget what it's called. But I'll name the first one. I really like my Master Chief figure. He's very cool. He's very awesome. I bought him, I think, 2 years ago. Infinity came out 2 years ago. Welcome in, Acer! Howdy, howdy! but I really like my, Master Chief. But I have a Hatsune Miku figure that I really like, and I can't figure it out. But I just started collecting stuff like 2 years ago with figures. I'm very new to collecting. So I'm learning what like legs are. And what everything else is, like where to buy stuff as well. Because right now I have like 75% Miku. You like buy so cheap even if you buy two? Yes. I would buy him. I would do it. Hold on. Is it? Sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I forget what it's called. Was it limited edition? I think it's a limited edition. She's very hard to find. I will say, when I bought it, the lady that was checking me out, she was like, oh, just so you know, this is like, you're getting a really good deal because she's always so hard to find. But I'll think of the name and I'll let you guys know when I figure it out. Probably when I get back, I'm gonna be like, oh, I need to look at the box now! But yeah, my favorite ones are just all my Mikus and my Master Chief. They're very cute together. This made me getting checked out or checked out. No, I was getting checked out. Like, she was doing my purchase. Oh, this one's a good one. Do you enjoy having long hair? Or do you wish to cut it due to it being annoying and a pain in the butt? I cut my hair maybe a year ago, and my hair was down to my waist at that point. And I cut my hair, like, do you know where my two strands of hair near my face is? That's where I cut it. It was that short. I could put it in two cute ponytails, twin tails. And I didn't realize, but my hair grows back really fast. So I have the same length of hair that I did like a year ago when it was really long. So, I mean, I didn't really enjoy having short hair. I really love having long hair. I love taking care of my long hair, making it look pretty. Because I talked about this before, I have a lot of accessories that I like to wear. So it's fun. I think long hair isn't for everybody. Obviously, short hair is not for everybody like me. but I love long hair. I don't want to cut it ever again. That was the first time I cut it in my life. Ever. I've never gotten a haircut. Ever. Until that point. That was the last, like, serious haircut I will ever get in my life. I'll get a little trim. With my bangs, because I cut my own bangs. Don't tell anybody that. And I'll get a little trim on the ends of my hair, so then they're not dead. Bowl cut now! Did you know that having extremely long hair is a sign of possession? Yes. A little 2-foot trim. That's what I felt like when I cut off my hair. Because I'll be honest with you guys, I cut it myself. I cut it myself last time, the first time, and then I had someone clean it up, and they were like, oh, did you go to a place before? And I was like, no. And they're like, oh, well, this looks great, you just have to clean it up a little bit. I was like, oh, fine, that's great. But I'm glad that my hair is long again, and I'm glad that it grew back before debut. I would have been so embarrassed if my hair was short during debut. But who knows? Maybe I'll have short hair again if I want to have a little change. It does get a little hot if you have long hair during the summer. Good night, Usagi. Bye-bye. Enjoy the rest of your evening. No more haircuts? Yeah, no more haircuts. I don't want haircuts anymore. No more. Oh, here's a very good question. Hold on. Hold on. Mimi can have a little hair as a treat. It's also hot in the summer with no hair. I'm exposed. Make sure to put SPF on your head. You don't want to burn. Talking about that, I woke up with a sunburn yesterday. And it's awkward because now I have tan lines. Or burn lines, I think. And I always put on SPF, and I always tell you guys that. Wear your SPF when you go out. And I got burnt. Why did I imagine maybe eating hair when she said that? No, I don't want to eat hair. Please don't make me eat the hair. I'll eat your hair. It was not fun. Not a fan of tan lines. Well, I feel like they look awkward on me. And plus, I burn when I go outside. I don't really tan. I burn. I burn really bad. I burn so bad. Have you guys seen me? I burn. I'm scared to go outside. Let me take a sip of water, guys. I'm drinking out of my plastic cup. Put weird symbols of sunscreen on your body to give yourself a cold tan lines. I will give myself a pentagram on my chest. Someone never wear a tank top. I'll have a pentagram. No tan gal mini arg. Maybe. Gals are pretty cool. Gyaru. Gyaru. Sick of booty, oh yeah, booty, booty. Alright. Guys, I'm gothic cool leader. I can't help it. Anyways. Oh, this is such a good question. What was the first anime you ever watched? You guys are probably going to be very surprised, and I want you guys to guess. I want you guys to guess. You guys are probably not even gonna get it. Nobody gets it. Nobody ever gets it. Yu-Gi-Oh! No. No way. If I'm surprised, it's not Sailor Moon. No. Dragon Ball, no. 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 The ball. The balls. I don't know. Hold on. Hold on. Am I allowed to play this? Probably. Alright. Candy, candy. It came out in the 1960s. It came out in the 1960s. Evangelion, I don't think that came out in the 60s. I bet you guys are looking up 1960s anime. It's too old for you. Damn it. Is it hiding now? Alright, I'm gonna play it and you guys are gonna listen to it. Wow! The giraffes and the elephants. Jump, 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 jump. I love Speed Racer. I love it. It's so cool. Also, when the real life movie came out, I was so excited. That was my first anime. That was very fun. It's a really good question. Thank you to whoever asked that. I know a lot of people were like, oh, maybe I bet you watch something silly. Like Doraemon. No. I know, kinda. That was you. That was a really good question. Thank you, Nate. Thank you for the question. You said like 10 questions. I can tell. Baby, get out of my head. No. It will never get out of your head. Why did the chicken cross the road to escape the neighbors? I did. Speed Racer is very silly. I'll quote the English dub because you guys probably will not understand what I said. leave me alone! Trixie, stop talking. It's so silly. It's my favorite. Silly drama. No drama. No. The compilation of Speed Racer being a psycho. Yeah. It's such a silly show. Because I first watched the Japanese dub. And then I watched the English dub. And it's awful. It's so funny. Ooh, I'm in first now. What do you mean, Racer X is my brother? I don't have a brother. all. Anyways, thank you so much, Nick, for the question. Haha, I'm winning. I really want to have a speed racer watch-a-thon with you guys. Excuses, no. You belong in my basement. Only you guys belong in my basement. I'm just kidding. Alright, who want the baby to inside me? Answering marshmallow questions. Hold on. Remember the time Speed Racer was told to lose so a guy could get life-saving medicine for his family, and Speed Racer said he should win it by his own merit and stuff his place. No! Sorry, I had the cough. That's awful. Love that guy, Speed Racer. He's a king. Absolute king. He's a king and just a little bitch. He's a meanie. Anyways, let's answer this question. This is a very good question. There are a bunch of VTubers that have Bondian in their name. But I never see you or the other members of Lunacatus mention or really even interact with them. Are there different departments to the company, or is there just a separation between generations? So, that is a super good question. Thank you so much for asking. So, number one. If you guys see other people who have Bond EN in their name, and they might, I think they have a R next to their name. Let me double check. Yes, they have an R next to their name. That means they're on the platform called Reality. And we are separated by the platform, so Reality is on Reality, of course, and I am on YouTube along with Lunacatus and also Noi Senpai and also Mako. Sorry, I almost said meow. I didn't mean to say meow. Mako, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. but we always talk. I lost my voice. We always talk. Sorry, that was so embarrassing. We always talk. We have a few collabs up on our channels. I know the last one that I was a part of was the Overwatch birthday collab for Mr. Meow Mako. which now was participating in that, which that was a lot of fun. I'll miss now very much. but we also had the Valentine's Day collab with all of the Reality members at that point. But we always talk. We always talk. I try my best to support Reality as well. So yes, there's different departments to the company. It's basically YouTube and Reality. And obviously, again, I'm on YouTube. Is Reality a website? No, it's a free app that you can get. you can get on your phone. Oh, Valentine's Day collab, my favorite stream. That was my favorite stream too. I felt so bad that that was my last stream of Labichan. But that collab will always have such wonderful memories. It really will. But yeah, I love all of the Reality members. They are so kind. They are extremely kind. And But now's graduation, I will miss now very much. Very, very, very much. And I wish him luck for his next endeavor. I will miss everybody. that was a very good question. I know some people are a little bit confused on reality who are not familiar with it. And hopefully I kind of cleared it up with you guys. But if you guys ever have any more questions about reality, I will be more than happy to answer it to the best of my knowledge. I understand that reality is an app, but it sounds similar to saying we stream on YouTube and show up in here at the library. That was a lot of words that came out of my mouth. Let me see if there's another question here. Again, I'm super sorry that my voice is going in and out. This cold is really getting to me today. Alright, here's one. Is Mimi a cosplay maid / not a real maid? Mimi is a maid at the cafe. To be honest with you guys, I've had a lot of part-time jobs. And this is my part-time job. I'm still learning on how to be a good maid for you guys. But it's hard. I'm still learning. I have to learn. So I'm watching a lot of videos and talking to everybody. The Bond Cafe! I'm learning. I'm still in training. It's okay. But I'm not a cosplay maid, guys. I'm real. I'm gonna drink some water. Hold on. I'm a real maid. I'm a real boy. But yeah. Neat got kidnapped by me. I'm so sorry that even happened. I'm so sorry. Let me out. No. All right. Oh, that's so sweet. All right, we're gonna read this one. I genuinely hope that you're having a peaceful time traveling and that everything is still exciting and fun. I miss your streams, but at least you know. That means whoever I am will definitely be back when you settle in your new place. Thank you. I'm so happy that you will be there, whoever you are. That was very sweet. I've been having a fun time, and hopefully things will work very fast. Let's also read this one. Hold on. I think I'm about to lose my voice again. Okay, I lost my voice, but not anymore. Okay, so, here's another thing. Hopefully you're having a nice traveling time. I do worry that things are being tough for you and you're just telling us everything is fine to not worry us. Aww. You're so kind, you guys. So I really hope everything is going smoothly and you're finding things that you actually enjoy about this whole ordeal. Stay safe, stay happy, stay Mimi. Well, you stay safe, stay happy, stay anonymous. That's so kind. I will say, this move, it's a little stressful. And it's a new adventure that I'm willing to take on. So, I mean, I know I said, oh guys, I'm gonna be back by next week. I don't know if that's the plan for myself just yet, because I'm still trying to nail down everything so then everything is secure for myself, so then everything will be good. It's just, it's a little bit tough, but I am enjoying every single day that I'm able to connect with you guys. It really, really, really excites me when I'm able to talk to you guys. Even if I'm sick, I will push through it. I will talk to you. I will tell you about my day. I'll ask you about my... I'll ask you about your day. And I just want to try my best to stay connected during this moving time. It's just a little stressful. And I think all moves are stressful. And yeah, I'm really not trying to rush this process, like you're saying, Acer. This is going to be a place where I might be staying for a little while. So hopefully things will work out the way I want them to, so I can hurry back, get home, ship all my stuff here, and things will be good. 'Cause it's definitely not easy being away from your actual house while you're trying to find another house. It's not that easy. And I know I really don't open up about this stuff, but I want to be, like I said, as transparent as it can be with this move. But overall, I love where I am right now. It's so beautiful, it's so cool, it's awesome, and I just can't wait until things piece together. So, thank you so much for your concern. I just take up, sorry. I keep on hiccuping, they're silent. All right, but thank you so much for your concern, guys. It really means a lot. It's very kind of you. You're very sweet. This is no time for jokes. Yeah, it's no time for jokes. This is big girl time. But I keep on hiccuping. Thank you for the concern. I am good. Oh, and my last thing, like I've said before, this is not, this is not the first move that I've had. I moved, to where I was living, maybe a year ago, year and a half. I moved a lot, so this is probably like my, this is like double digit moves. I've moved a lot. So it's a little stressful, but I'm used to it. But thank you so much. That's so sweet. Hold on. Your concern and dedication to your audience is truly heartwarming. I just wanted to make sure you know that at least I'll still be here. When you're finished with the big break slash move, you light up my day, and I'm grateful for every moment you spend paying attention to me and my fellow chatter. Mostly me, though, okay, Omen? Mostly me, though, okay. Almost only me. That's really funny. Thank you. Like I said before, I want to stay connected even if we have to pay phone. Yeah, even if we have to payphone each other, I'll have a payphone stream I'll be like, hey guys, I'm on the payphone. I'm on the payphone. I'm going to stream the new Street Fighter, and I'm going to talk over it. I'm gonna give you guys just the playthroughs of what I'm doing. I'm on a payphone, trying to call home. No matter how many times you have moved or how good of a nomad you are, people will stay always be waiting for you. But I'm very thankful for that. I'm very, very, very thankful. But you guys should not need to worry. It's okay. Big hugs. Big kisses. Ah, I know this is a bad mic. It's very bad in comparison of what I normally use. I apologize, but it's okay. Alright, so those were the sad, worried questions. Oh, come in, Amy. Howdy, howdy. the worried stuff. I still want to say thank you guys so much for being worried. It just shows how much you guys care. And if you guys didn't care, then you guys wouldn't be here. Obviously. So, again, I'll sound like a broken record. The quality time that we spend together is greatly appreciated every single day. And every single day that I'm not streaming or talking to you guys, it's tough. I don't like not being able to talk as much, especially with having a piece of shit laptop. But we're not going to talk about that. And Phantom Baby, thank you, Toro. Alright. How many showers a week do you take? That's a great question. None. I never shower. I smell awful. I'm kidding. Sometimes, well, I take a shower every single day. Sometimes I take two showers for the day. So sometimes it's like, I can't do math. I already took a shower before stream. I take 365 showers in a day, so I don't have to shower the rest of the year. Oh yeah, that. Yep. I'm scared. Gotta take my annual shower. Oh yeah. Smells so good. It's awful, guys. It's awful. It's awful. The stink will let people know where you are. You could get dogs down. Down. No, not that. No, but I take a shower every single day. Or take a bath every single day. Or twice every single day sometimes. Because it's getting very hot, but it's not too hot at the moment. Ew! But the sludge... Ew, that's so gross. Ew. Have you smelled Mimi? Yes, I've smelled Mimi before. I smell good. Here, I can smell myself right now. I smell really good. I smell like... I have a new soap for him right now. I smell like an apple. It smells good. And I have apple body wash now. And I have peach lotion. It's very good. Maybe it smells like strawberries. I just smell like an apple and a peach right now. I don't smell like strawberries today. I don't want to believe the Mimi stinks and Mimi never showers allegations, so I'm hoping you can clear it up. I shower, guys. I shower. I'm not nasty. I know I joke about being nasty, but damn. I'm not that gross. Alright, I think there's the rest of the questions. I have one that asks, will you marry me? If you're Leon Kennedy, yes. And then another one, will you marry me? Signed by Toro Russo. I've been waiting for my death sentence. Like I said before, if you're not Leon Kennedy, I'm sorry. That was funny. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to let you guys down. Yeah, Tori was like, is there any, What did you say, like, a couple of minutes ago? You said, are there any out-of-pocket... are there any out-of-pocket borrows? And you did! You left out-of-pocket models. Do I remember how to say tuna in Spanish? Atún! That's how you say it. Atún! Hey, Meme, did you know that according to Akiba Hickman? Did you know that according to the actress for Zelda, Link and Zelda... Really? That's so cute! Oh, that makes me so happy. They're my favorite. They really are my favorite. I think we'll do a couple more and then I gotta take some cold medicine very soon and then we'll close Twitter space for today. I think we'll answer this one. Any tips on improving one's art skills or drawing skills? So what I try to do is I have many different styles that I'm comfortable drawing in. Like I said, I think it was when we were having the drawing Twitter space, is that I'm trying to get comfortable with drawing ladies, because I normally draw like guys, and sometimes drawing ladies can be really hard. So make sure whatever style you're working in, if you're drawing an anime or realistic, semi-realistic, make sure to follow, like, the anatomy for those. So if you want an anime character, look at anime anatomy. If you want a semi-realistic character, look at semi-realistic anatomy. Or realistic, look at actual real people anatomy. Also, just looking and saving other people's art and asking them questions, like, what do you use for materials? What do you use for an app? what do you use for an app? What do you use for canvas or paints? It's always good to ask questions with other artists as well, because they might have a secret that you guys don't know. But I used to be very into drawing in a sketchbook, and a couple of years ago I switched over to digital, and Chase was very kind enough to fully fund the throne gift. Thank you so much, Chase, if you're here. That was very kind of you, Mr. Memer. And very kind for everybody else to be excited about. So, I mean, just playing around with styles, expressions, looking at yourself while you do expressions, like with a mirror, with your phone. That's always helpful. Making the faces while you draw expressions are really helpful as well, because you get a feel for what you're trying to draw. But it's all about experimentation. You can't grow with your drawing skills if you don't experiment. And I sometimes have to tell myself that, because as someone who draws in a semi-realistic style normally, drawing anime is kind of hard. So I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot with that. So yeah, become a human printer. Read. Watch videos. And yeah, just experiment. Maybe could be a college professor though. This may be a little weird, but knowing how to draw somebody without clothes first as a sketch makes it easier to flesh out other details for me. And that's a really good point. Because if you go into drawing clothing and not really having a sense of what you guys are working with, like figure-wise, it's really important to know how to draw anatomy if you guys really want to be successful with being comfortable with your art. I don't want to wonder our teachers that choose the anime art style. But yeah, knowing what you look like. Another point that I'll bring up. A lot of my pieces that I draw are of me, and that is a good way to get comfortable with drawing, is just drawing self-portraits of full bodies, torso only, lower half, or just face or neck up. You guys can always try that as well to get comfortable. So, I mean, I think that's all I have. Yeah. Thank you so much for that question. And I think the last one that we will do. Yeah, use yourself as a reference. I think that's very important. Not a lot of people think about using themselves as reference. Okay, I think we'll do this one. What's your favorite burger place slash type of burger? I can tell you guys how I eat my burgers. So if I go to a fancy restaurant, I get medium. Sometimes I get a little bit of pink on my beef because I want a little bit of pink. I like cheese on my burger. I like lettuce. I like tomato. I like onion sometimes, but onion can hurt my feelings. And I like fries on the side. Sometimes, if you guys ever had like an egg burger, that's good. That sounds really weird coming from a bird, but just trust me. I'm not even a chicken. I'm not a chicken. I'm not a chicken. No pickles. I love pickles. I love pickles a lot. I love pickles. Yeah, breakfast burgers. What do you mean, Mimi? No, I'm not even... I'm not even a chicken, guys. Stop the speculations. Stop it. What do you mean I'm not a chicken? I'm not. Please look at me. Look at me. I'm not a chicken. Are chickens red? No. I'm not a chicken. I'm a phoenix. Like the legend of the phoenix. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not a chicken. Yeah, I'm brave. I'm not a chicken. Brave Mimi. No chickens? Vine boom. Actually, it's not a speculation. It's factual information. That was funny. No, I'm not a chicken in my edgy face. No. Here, I'm gonna give you an X. Yeah, wrong. Wrong. But, I mean, I think that's all the questions that we got through. Here, hold on. How do we become, Leon Kennedy? You just, like that. You do that until your head pops. Game show host, Mimi! Today, we're here. Mimi, egg or no egg? That's the game show thing, the punchline. Anyways, guys, I think that's all I really have to talk about tonight. I hope you enjoyed that. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I apologize for the ear hurties. I'm sorry. Here, I'll say I'm sorry. An explosion. Pew! Hello, our place where you try to exit Mimi's basement. And this is what happens when you actually exit Mimi's basement. And then... you get flushed down the toilet. Also, my throat is kind of bothering me at the moment, so I apologize. That is kind of sounding like that. You're welcome for the ear ketchup. You're very welcome. You're gonna flush down the toilet. No! You guys get flushed on the toilet. I shove you in the toilet and that's it. Does it sound like a flush? It doesn't? Kind of sounds like throw up. And that's kind of nasty. Alright guys. Since my throat is kind of bothering me at the moment, I think we're going to end... I keep on saying stream. I think we're going to end the Twitter space for today. Oh no, I'm sorry, sir. So, I want to say thank you guys so much for sending the marshmallows. I had a lot of fun. I hope you guys did too. I have to... My diamond wallpaper, that's so cute. Thank you again. So, I'm going to take my cold medicine. It was nice hanging out. Yes, it was. It was very nice hanging out. I'm very happy that we had this time together today. And hopefully, tomorrow I will be posting a schedule. It's probably going to be the same for the next week. We're probably going to be doing only Twitter spaces. I might be releasing a few videos here and there on Twitter and also here on YouTube. So yeah, I'm excited for the upcoming week. Hopefully things will piece together and we'll have a homecoming stream where Mimi comes home for a short period of time and then has to go to new home. So thank you guys so much for sticking around. It's really appreciated. If you're a phoenix, how did you catch a cold and preserve chicken? Anybody can get cold. Can get a cold. I can get a cold. But thank you guys so much for hanging out. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye. Bye 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 bye. Oh wait, hold on. Hey Mim, where can we find the email for Bond? You can find it on the Bond website. It's linked in the description. Make sure to check out the description for important stuff. Okay, I'm losing my voice. Bye.